Welcome back. Let's get into something seriously useful for heavy drum and bass production in Ableton Live 12. In this session, we're building a Jungle Warfare-style ghost note modulation system. And just to be clear, this is not about cramming more notes into the bass line. It's about using tiny, controlled note events to animate the mix. We want motion, tension, and aggression, but we do not want the low end to fall apart. That balance is the whole game. So think of ghost notes here as a control signal. They're not the star of the show. They're the hidden hand moving the filter, saturation, width, or ambience in the background. If you mute them and the drop still works, that usually means you've built the system correctly. Let's start by setting up a dedicated ghost trigger lane. Create a new MIDI track and name it something like Ghost Mod Trigger. This track is not meant to be a full musical bass part. It's there to fire off modulation ideas. You can load a very short transient sound, a click, a tiny percussion hit, or even a muted instrument if you want a visual cue while programming. The important thing is that the notes on this lane are low velocity, short, and discrete. Now write your ghost notes around the main bass rhythm. Use 1/16 or 1/32 spacing where needed, especially in the gaps between your anchor hits. Keep the velocity roughly in the 10 to 45 range, and keep the note lengths short, around 1/32 to 1/16. So they feel more like triggers than sustained notes. In Jungle and DNB, the placement matters just as much as the sound. If your snare is landing hard on 2 and 4, don't crowd that pocket. Put ghost activity just before or after those hits so the phrase breathes around the backbeat. That's where the groove gets its tension. It feels like the bass is leaning into the drum, not fighting it. Next, build the main bass voice with proper low-end discipline. On your bass track, start with something clean and controlled. Operator or wavetable works great, or a resampled bass if you already have one. If you're making a Reese or sub hybrid, keep the sub stable and mono. That means no unnecessary stereo movement below the crossover zone, and ideally no wild modulation under about 90 Hz. A solid starting chain might be a QA to clean the low end, saturator with a modest dry setting and soft clip enabled, and utility to keep the sub centered. If the bass is getting too spiky, a little compression or glue compressor can help, but don't overdo it. In DNB, the kick and sub need to stay readable at high speed. If the low end starts swimming around, the whole drop loses impact. Now here is the advanced move. Don't modulate the main sub directly. Instead, create a parallel texture layer. This can be a duplicate bass lane or a separate track that lives beside the main bass. The point is to keep the sub solid while the texture layer reacts to the ghost notes. That way, the low end stays locked, and the movement happens in the mids and upper bass where it can add energy without muddying the mix. On that texture layer, try auto filter, saturator or overdrive, maybe chorus ensemble for a bit of width, and possibly a short echo or reverb if you want some jungle space. Keep this layer lower in level than you think you need. Usually somewhere around 8 to 18 dB under the main bass is a good starting point. You want the listener to feel the movement, not necessarily hear a separate layer shouting for attention. Now let's make those ghost notes do the work. One of the simplest ways is clip automation. You can automate auto filter cutoff or saturator drive on the texture layer so the parameter only moves when the ghost notes hit. Keep the move small. For cutoff, a range around 300 Hz to 2.5 kHz is often enough to create useful motion. For saturator drive, even 1 to 4 dB of automation can be plenty. If you have Max for live and want to get fancy, you can use an envelope follower style workflow so the ghost lane influences the modulation more directly. Or you can resample the response and edit it into audio later, which is excellent when you want more deliberate, authored movement. That's often the move in heavier jungle sessions. You experiment live, then print the best moments and turn them into arrangement material. And this is important. Subtlety wins. A lot of producers think the modulation needs to be dramatic to matter. In DNB, the opposite is often true. The tempo is already doing part of the energy work for you. If the movement is too obvious, it can feel messy. If it's just enough to make the bass breathe, it feels expensive and confident. Now let's tighten the groove. Open your MIDI clip and start adjusting the timing of the ghost notes. In Ableton Live 12, you can nudge notes slightly ahead or slightly late. A little early creates tension, like the bass is rushing toward the drum. A little late gives you a more laid-back roller feel. Neither is wrong. It depends on the vibe you want. You can also vary note length and groove. A subtle swing around 54 to 58% can help if you want a breakbeat lean. And keep the velocity contrast clear. Your main bass hits can sit around 70 to 110, while the ghost notes stay much lower. That contrast is what makes the modulation feel like a hidden layer instead of just another melody. A really good way to test this is to loop just one bar at a time. That's a big coaching tip here. If the pattern only feels exciting in an 8-bar context, but weak in a 1-bar loop, then the groove is probably relying on arrangement rather than actual movement. 1-bar testing exposes the truth fast. Now let's integrate the drums. In Jungle Warfare style production, the bass and break need to work together like they're having a conversation. So if the ghost modulation is animating the bass and the mids, the drum group should make room for that. You can use drum bus gently to glue the break, EQA to carve space around the snare and bass collision zones, and transient shaping if you need to bring the break forward a little. You can even create a parallel ghost percussion layer. Use the same ghost timing idea to trigger tiny hats, rim shots, chopped break fragments, or little texture blips. Keep them light, and don't let them stack too heavily with the snare crack. The point is to create call and response, not frequency congestion. A smart jungle move is to place those response hits in the holes after the snare, especially in the half beat before the next kick. That keeps the energy rolling without making the mix feel crowded. Now we need to check stereo and mono discipline. Route the main bass and the modulated texture into a bass bus. On that bus, use utility to keep the low end centered, and check mono compatibility often. Keep the sub below roughly 100 to 120 Hz mono, and let width live above that. If the texture gets too wide, narrow it a little. If the top end gets brittle, pull back with EQ above about 8 to 10 kHz. Spectrum and utility mono are your friends here. If the bass sounds huge in stereo but falls apart in mono, you've gone too far with chorus, reverb, or facey width effects. Bring it back. Heavier does not mean wider. Heavier means more focused. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where the system becomes musical. Ghost modulation is not just a sound design trick, it's an arrangement tool. You can use it to create movement across an 8-bar or 16-bar phrase. Maybe bars 1 to 4 are more stripped down. Then bars 5 to 8 bring in more ghost activity. Bars 9 to 12 can be the most animated section, and bars 13 to 16 can pull things back, so the loop can repeat or transition into a switch-up. That kind of escalation keeps the drop feeling authored. It makes the listener feel like the track is evolving, even if the core bass notes stay the same. You can also use ghost notes as a pre-switch-up fill. A short burst of faster ghost activity in the last half bar before a new section can make the next downbeat hit harder. And if you want extra tension, open the filter slightly over a couple of bars, then pull it back right before the next phrase lands. That's the key mindset here. Automate tension, not just tone. A lot of producers focus on making the sound cool, but the real power is in making the section feel like it's moving towards something. Tiny changes in filter cutoff, saturation, reverb amount, or stereo width can make the drop feel like it's breathing. And in DNB, that breath is everything. A few advanced variations are worth trying. First, velocity to filter scaling. If your setup allows it, let stronger ghost hits open the filter a little more than softer ones. That gives the pattern a more performance-like feel. Second, ghost-triggered parallel distortion. Set up a driven return track and only feed it on ghost moments. The main bass stays clean, but the ghosts throw little bursts of grit into the mix. Third, dual ghost lanes. Use one lane for rhythmic movement and another for texture activation. For example, one lane might trigger filter motion while the other brings in short ambience or width bursts. This works especially well in darker jungle hybrid drops. And don't forget the idea of ghost notes as negative space. Sometimes the best move is not adding more. It's removing a few expected hits and letting the modulation imply the movement. That can hit harder than constant activity. Here's a quick practical challenge for you. Build an 8-bar loop at 174 BPM. Keep one version restrained, with a sub-stable and only one modulated target, like filter cutoff or saturation. Then build a second version with more ghost density and a second target, like width or parallel distortion. Compare them at low volume, in mono, and without sidechain if needed. Choose the version that still feels alive when the mix is turned down. That's usually the one with the best control. And if you want the serious finishing move, resample the loop to audio. Print a few bars, then cut out the strongest 1-bar or 2-bar moments. That turns experimentation into real arrangement material, and it often sounds tighter than leaving the whole system live. So to recap the core idea, ghost note modulation is a movement and mixing strategy. Keep the sub stable. Let the harmonic layer move. Use Ableton's stock tools like autofilter, saturator, drum bus, utility, EQ8, and spectrum to shape the motion. Keep the changes small, the timing intentional, and the arrangement evolving in layers. When you get this right, The drop doesn't just sound fuller, it sounds more dangerous, more human, and way more alive. All right, now it's your turn. Build that ghostling, keep it tight, and make the spaces hit just as hard as the notes.